Hi everybody, welcome to the April Energy Update. I'd like to take a moment and share a brief overview for this energy update, and then we'll move directly into the channeled message from my guides. The main theme of the month of April that my guides shared with me is that April is a month of mirage energy. Now, what does that mean? Well, a lot of people are confused right now and are following a mirage, believing it is coming from their higher self or a higher mind or even their spirit guides. There are a lot of people who believe that we're in this new earth today. And what they're saying is it's an illusion. However, they're also saying we are well on our way to experiencing this new earth, this new reality. But a lot of people are still confused. And they say it's like we're in the desert. And in this desert, there is this beautiful oasis. And that is this new reality. But to get there, we have to follow the stars. And the stars are this higher mind guiding us to make sure we go the right way. But what's happening is a lot of people are seeing these mirages, and they end up believing this is guidance from their higher mind. But for a lot of people, what it really is it's their own wish fulfillment, and they end up going the wrong way. And in order to help everybody get to this new reality and experience it, the illusions, the mirages, are being dismantled. To get them to connect to their higher mind so that they do go the right way. I'd like to take a moment now and move us directly into the channeled portion of this energy update. Please take a moment and get comfortable, and the channeled message will begin. The month of April brings with it a mirage energy. As you all emerge from the graduation energy of March, which brought with it new beginnings and opportunities, it's easy for you to get confused and take the wrong path in life, believing that you are following the path that your soul wants you to take. Let us offer you an analogy to help convey our message to you. First, imagine that you are on a journey in a desert that goes on for forever, and your destination is this beautiful oasis somewhere in this desert. This oasis is what so many of you would call heaven on earth or new earth. And to get to this oasis and experience this new reality, you have to follow the guidance from your higher mind, or you could call it your higher self. Now, imagine that the stars in the sky are this higher mind guiding you. And one star in particular is showing you the way that you have to go in order for you to experience this ideal reality. And you're looking up at the sky to see where to go. And you're following it without question, trusting in this higher mind. And you know that if you follow along, that everything will be okay, and that you will have everything you need in order to make it to your destination. But as you venture out further and further into the vast desert, and you're getting farther and farther away from your old reality, you start seeing mirages. There are manifestations of your own fears and insecurities, all to get you to stop trusting your higher mind and turn back or go a completely different way. Now, some of you are going to see this as a test and feel like the universe is testing you. We will say this is not a test, but rather the shift to a new earth occurring. There are a lot of people who are constantly saying that this new earth is here right now in this moment, as they want to scream it from the rooftops and tell the whole world. While we love their excitement, we would say it's not that it's here, but rather the illusions that were created to keep you all from looking up into the night sky and following the stars that are your higher mind are being dismantled. For far too long, many of you have been blind to the truth. And we see this time as a time of you realizing that you have all been seeing a mirage, and that all you have to do to find your way home to this new reality, this new earth, is to follow the guidance of your higher mind and not buy in to the mirages, the illusions that are the manifestations of your own fear. The dismantling of the mirages that have been created by your own fears is what could create problems for a lot of you if you're not willing to face your own fears. Some of you will be in denial about what they have to face. And it won't be until the mirages are torn down and dismantled right before their eyes, and they are given no other choice but to confront their fears, that they will finally listen to the wisdom of their higher mind. You see, sometimes it's not until the mirage is dismantled that you can even see that this higher mind even exists. This has the potential to be a very painful time for some people who will still cling on to the illusions that they have created. A lot of you have been following these mirages your whole life, allowing them to lead you through a life believing that this was the right path for you. And in some cases, you were convinced that the mirage was a message, guidance from your higher mind, or even your spirit guides. And now some of you are being confronted with the truth that it wasn't guidance from your higher mind. It wasn't a message from your guides. You were just very confused. We know that you will be fully aware that many of the illusions of your reality have already been dispelled in your world today. And you will most likely be aware that many more will be dispelled in the days to come. Some of you are convinced that you are channeling higher knowledge or receiving a message from the creator of your own understanding. And when you realize that you too have been following a mirage this whole time, it's difficult for a lot of you to see the truth. And the only way to get you to stop following this mirage, this illusion, that is really just your own manifestations of your own fears and what you want to have happen, your own wish fulfillment, is for something to happen in your life that actually forces you to stop what you're doing, as the mirage is then dismantled before your very eyes. In some cases, this can be very devastating to your life, as people in your reality can be very quick to judge and condemn when they see this happening to somebody, assuming this person deserves it, that they are some horrible human being and should be destroyed. And they never stop to think, to realize that they were just following a mirage and believed this mirage was leading them to the life they were meant to live, that they were just confused and made a mistake. Now we know this is not the case for every single person, but it is true for some. It's very easy to get confused on earth and make a complete mess of things. It's really easy to believe the illusions that you create are the truth. Please consider what we have said. When you see the mirages and people's lives are being dismantled, and allow them to come to terms with the truth, please remember that there is a spark of light in each and every one of you that is only trying to help you remember who you really are and how to get home. And you all want to get home. You all want to experience this new earth and experience this transformative time of going home. For some of you, it will be easy to ignore the mirages and trust the guidance of the higher mind. And some of you won't get confused at all. And you will be able to discern the truth between what is a mirage, an illusion that you have created, and what is really guidance from your higher mind. While others may still be enticed by the illusions they have created and won't realize that the higher mind even exists until their life is in chaos and ruin. The month of April isn't a doom and gloom scenario. Please don't think that. Simply the next step in a shift to a new reality. For all those who are willing to allow the dismantling of the mirages in your life, as you start to trust in your higher mind, as it attempts to lead you home to your new reality.